Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
I am also not a Chinese accountant.
Okay. Explain that one.
Oh, you didn't hear what your boy said?
No. Who said that?
He said, the big guy.
Oh.
The big dumb guy.
Your president.
The headline, Trump says he doesn't know if China underreported coronavirus numbers. And the quote is, quote, I'm not an accountant from China.
End quote. Oh, God. Okay. Moving right along. Thank y'all for tuning in to Rap Sucks Radio.
Welcome.
This is the In Here Tripping Edition where we drop a new episode every day. We also are going to do this on IG Live. So if you guys tune in about 8 o'clock every night, tell a friend to tell another friend. We will be discussing such topics as the coronavirus, hip hop, IG, DJs, all sorts of things, man. So
accounting,
Kev being a Chinese accountant somehow.
Oh, look at my hair has not been this long in so long. Such a long time.
Yeah, I think I got you beat.
Hair when we met? Did I have
I don't remember. That is a really long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. I don't know how I've been able to last this long. Kev, quick question. Before we get into the topics of the day, one thing that I will say is, have you noticed that the coronavirus, COVID-19, has had us talking about more rap on Rap Sucks Radio?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right?
Why do you think that is?
I mean, I guess because there's nothing else to talk about. Except for rap music right now. Yo, and by the way, if you guys are, thank you guys for tuning in to the IG Live. Please post topics that you'd like us to discuss with interesting news or situations. If you don't want to post it here, you can actually post it on the Rap Sucks Radio on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? RSR Podcast on Facebook, and we'll try to get the topic in. We got a couple topics for tonight that I actually found interesting. I'm going to see how far we can take this. So, okay. Y'all ready to jump in? Let's do this. All right.
Let's do it.
So, about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, MC DeBrat, from Funkified and So Def and, you know, Chi-Town Represent, came out of the closet.
Officially.
So, my question was she ever really in the closet? I felt like I was like, yo, did anybody not know that she was gay? Like, I'm not trying to say, you know, anything. I was just like, okay, and what? Water is wet? What happened? Yeah. I wasn't really shocked. Yeah. Were you shocked by that?
No, I didn't pay much attention to it. It also didn't seem like she was making a huge deal out of it either, though, did it?
I mean, nah, but the fact that she felt like she had to explain, like, all right, well, this is why I've kept my private. And with respect to some of the stuff that she said that, you know, she was trying to make sure that she kept her privacy because, and I could kind of understand her to some degree because between myself and my wife, as minor of a celebrity as I have been on occasion, check me out, I can understand that there's some people can accept certain levels of criticism and some people cannot. You know what I'm saying? So I knew she was gay since Funkified, like since day one. But I can understand her saying that, you know, some people can't deal with the scrutiny that comes along with being celebrity, right? But I was like,
yeah.
Everybody already knew you was gay, so what's the big deal?
I never asked her. I never asked her.
Well, didn't you? You must have DJed for her or whatever at some point, right? MC Light and Queen Latifah and all the other people you...
No, I met her. I met her once. She's mad cool. But, you know.
I'd imagine
that's all I remember.
Word. So you weren't shocked by this information at all?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, has Queen Latifah...
She's going great so far.
Has Queen Latifah come out yet? Or you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
I
don't think so.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Nelly, has he come out yet? Like, I'm just saying all these people that need to just go ahead and, you know... All right, whatever. Nah, but you know, there's a further discussion in this, and that is the discussion of like private information versus, you know, what should be made public. For example, the Los Angeles Lakers, right? There were two players on that team that tested positive for COVID-19, right? Mm-hmm. Now, they were able to keep their, you know, the two individuals, they were able to keep them private. Fair enough. Some people are against that, though. Some people feel like they should be able to know the depth, you know, the in-depth lives of these celebrities. And I've always been sort of like, I don't really care to know you outside of your craft. But I'm curious as of like, like, why does that even matter? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter to me that the brat, you know what I'm saying, is gay. It doesn't matter. It never matters. Yeah. And I don't understand why it would matter. But for some people, that's a very serious thing for them to know. And maybe it's one of those things that's like would help the celebration of LGBTQ or whatever. But I was like, y'all could have celebrated since Functify dropped, because basically that's what was happening. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And with the Lakers, it's like if there were still some teams playing, it's like I can see being a little bit upset if you know, are going to be in the arena with whatever, somebody who's contagious. But I mean, yeah, that's not, I don't get it. I don't know. Are they really going to finish in Vegas?
Is that the news? I haven't even tried to catch up.
I read something real quick. Yeah.
And my brother's on.
They're going to quarantine everybody, keep them in Vegas, and they're just going to play every game in Vegas. But I read that really quick, like 2 minutes ago. So.
That's crazy, yo. I mean,
so trippy.
Can you imagine? Shout out to my big bro, man. How happy are you right now? I mean, not for people being sick, but that the NBA is shut down and, you know what I'm saying, you get your chance to not see the Lakers win. Because, you know. I had to call it. I'm calling him out live on radio, right? Live on camera right now. So
I'm
many people.
Sure, he already turned it off.
Yeah, for real. He already checked out. He went to sleep. Yo, he's in Texas. No, I thought. I don't know, man. I'm not really one of those people that needs to know, you know, everybody's private information to feel comfortable with anything. I think, you know, you should have your personal. I don't know. Like a McDonald's worker gets to go to McDonald's and then go home. I don't know what people do when they get home. You know what I'm saying? Just handle your business.
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah, make my burger. Leave it at that. I feel the same way about records. Make my records and shut up. Like, I don't even care about your opinion. You know what I'm saying? yo, all right, second on the menu. This I'm actually leaning on you for the answer to this and leaning on the people in the comment section.
Okay.
All right, so Chuck D says, OK Player reports, Chuck D said that the Flavor Flav split was a stunt to promote new Public Enemy Radio music. So they didn't really split. He said he can't be fired. He's a partner. You can't fire partners. You just walk away from them. So, OK, fair enough. I kind of felt like that initially when they said he was fired. I was like, well, how do you fire Flavor Flav? You know what I'm saying? What happens now? When I listen to Don't Believe the Hype, I just take Flavor Flav off the record? What do you mean he's fired?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
it also seems like if they were going to do that, it would have happened a long time ago.
I'm saying, right? It's,
you know.
Yeah. So did you hear the new Public Enemy record?
I did not. No. Oh,
I didn't even know it dropped.
Maybe it's all revealed in the new record. Maybe that's the point, that we have to listen to the new record. Did you wash that mug?
Yes, I did. Why would I not wash the mug, by the way?
Just making sure, man.
Making
sure. I'm trying to keep you safe. Jeez. What do you want from me?
Kev, why would I not wash my dishes? Although...
I'm sorry. Let's get back to discussing super current rap artists.
Yo, to be fair, my daughter washed this mug, so I can't really guarantee that it is washed to the highest quality. There might be a fair amount of residue on this mug. No, man. I don't. Okay, so you said you didn't understand the story or know much about it, right?
Well, I just knew that Flav issued that cease and desist about the Bernie Sanders affiliation or whatever,
which Omega was hype about. Shout out to Omega.
Oh, yeah. And then, and then he was fired, and then I didn't think about it too much more. But, now they're saying today that it was a hoax, which it's also April Fool's Day, so I don't know.
I mean, who knows, right? Like, at this point, it's like, yeah. What's actually happening?
But Chuck claimed it was to build a buzz for this new record that just dropped, what, today?
Today, yes.
And have you listened to it?
No, I have not.
So this plan is all working great.
I haven't listened to the record. Oh, man. No, I haven't. Again, it's one of those more confusing things. Okay, what are we doing right now? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. And that's with a lot of respect and love for Public Enemy. They've been doing a lot of great things lately. I just kind of don't understand. Sometimes I don't understand the logic of why. I mean, I don't understand the logic of current internet promotion. You know what I'm saying? Just the way that people go about promoting the records, promoting the things that they do. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. It's like, I don't know. Some of it seems a little corny. I do not. Nah.
Yeah. What? Do I installed it.
Wait, 3 or 4 days ago.
Old head. I installed it on my phone.
Old head energy. Why did you install it on your phone?
Bored.
What are you going to do on TikTok? How many Rihanna challenges? How many Rihanna challenges is Kev Sakota going to do at this point?
You already know more than about it than I do.
Well, I know because I have a sister, a daughter, and a wife that challenged each other. And my wife refused to down it. Wow. Yeah, so I don't think it was a Rihanna challenge, but it was some type of challenge. Sharon could chime in. My sister could chime in the comments and let me know. But yeah.
And what exactly are you challenging each other on? Not you.
Well, I filmed it, but they. I don't know. There's certain. So I guess there's certain dances.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like whatever song is hot right now.
How do you win?
There's a dance. I don't know. It's decide. I don't know who won that challenge. Actually, I didn't even see my sister's version of it. So I don't even know if she did anything. Now that I think about it, she might have just kind of coaxed them into dancing for her.
Oh, it was a trap.
You see, it's like Chuck D.
I'm gonna go on there, and I know I'm gonna see you.
Nah, I'm not gonna be on there. Although I feel like I should
step challenge or something.
You want to do the kid and play challenge? What?
I'm working on my hair. Look at the beard too. It's not a beard. It's like a
This is.
I got like two landing strips right here where no hair will ever grow.
Yeah.
And then there's a white hair right here that scared me today. Because I didn't have my contacts in, and I thought something was on my face. Like some foreign object. It's bad.
Oh, my
Nothing
God.
Nothing good is going on right now.
I'm part of this. I'm actually part of this. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know about that, Kev. Can I throw this out here real quick?
Sure.
Just what Chuck D ultimately said as far as... End quote... Chuck D says,
"Oh yeah, we don't want to leave everybody hanging.
I mean, everybody's waiting for the answer, but I do want to make sure that we actually stick to a topic instead of your white hairs." So it's April 1st, 2020, and as we hoard food and empty store shelves, Chuck D and Flavor Flav hijack it as April Flav Chuck Day to end the hoax with Enemy Radio's new song "Food Is a Machine Gun." Don't believe the hype. 2020 style.
Hmm. And now everybody can feel better and go to bed knowing what happened.
I'm so done with this.
What is it? How is landing strips a reserved phrase?
Sorry. Landing strips? What am I missing? Did I miss something in the comment section?
Yeah. Yeah, someone you know.
Oh, my sister said, like, it had to be my sister, because that's... I've only thought of landing strips as one particular thing, so...
Plural?
Is that like cutting lines in your eyebrow?
I mean, if you can do it. All right, man.
This has been a grave miscalculation.
Very much so. We have a lot better to do as time goes on.
Google it. I will.
Traumatic. Dude,
I got the free subscription though.
This is the worst
COVID
thing.
Subscription. I'm sure I could find a whole category.
I was about to say Pornhub is free. Google landing strips on Pornhub and see what happens.
Oh, this is not okay.
Yo, somebody mentioned that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? Did mm-hmm. you see the battle? Scott Storch and Manny Fresh?
No, I didn't watch it. I just saw the commentary, running commentary.
Wait.
But I don't know. I mean, what?
Did they play they did original beats?
I think what's been happening is that cats are just getting on IG and playing their hits, the tracks, you know, back to back.
Okay,
like,
so.
What was it? Pharrell and Timbaland?
So Manny Fresh played Back That Ass Up and it was over then.
Well, that's the thing. Go DJ. That's a joint.
Who
I don't know how. Basically, Pharrell and Timbaland were the undercard.
Okay.
And they were just working their way up to Manny Fresh and Scott Storch.
Okay, someone said that they played the songs that they produced, etc. Yeah, I mean, but Manny Fresh would body. Wait, didn't Manny Fresh produce, huh?
Oh, I don't know.
He produced Huh by Juvenile. I think that would be the end of it for me. Huh was fresh.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
But then I'm trying to think, okay, but Scott Storch has the Roots joints, right? He has a...
Right, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and then the Snoop stuff, you know, all the Dre and Snoop stuff. Those are, and Storch is a genius, man. What was the documentary? I was trying to remember the documentary he was just in, where he, you know, it's like current day, and he's just playing, but he's killing it. Like he's just
yeah.
He just jumps on the keyboard. I mean, you know, he's
yeah, he's, he, yeah. But I still feel like Manny Fresh. I'm not going to remember the song, so somebody else is going to remember the song. But Manny Fresh produced a song, I think it was for Mac 10. And it was, I remember that beat was crazy. That was one song I do remember from Manny Fresh that was like, okay, this is some next level hit. But then he got an album with Mos Def we've never heard. That's another thing, you know what I'm saying?
Manny Fresh?
Yeah, I think Mos and Manny Fresh did a record together, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey.
Whether it was complete or whatever, I remember the thing. I'll post up something about it on the RSR podcast on Facebook, you know, tomorrow when this episode drops. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that.
And then evidently people wanted, or however, whoever decides these things wanted Alchemist to go up against Madlib.
And Alchemist said, was nope. Like, no way. No,
which I thought
was
that is literally the best answer ever. Not that I necessarily even agree with him, but it's like, you know, why bother?
Yeah, for real. Wait, so y'all, who out there saw the battle? Y'all felt like Scott Storch won, or that Manny Fresh won? Because at the commentary I've been hearing is that Manny Fresh won. So I'm.
Oh really? Oh no, I thought I've heard completely.
You've heard the opposite. Okay, so my whole little Facebook page is off. It was that Manny stuck with the hits and Scott Storch won the battle. Okay, I heard the other way around, so I might be wrong about that. Clearly, I guess I'm wrong about that. That Scott Storch just went in.
Oh.
But Scott Storch has the Beyonce hits too, though. So it's whatever, right? So there's that.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, Scott Storch for sure won. All right, fair enough. I was just looking at that. All right, word up. This has been Rap Slicks Radio IG Live Edition. In here tripping with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You guys can catch us on rapslicksradio.com or any podcasting platform that you prefer to listen to. I think this actual live stream will stick around for a couple of hours. I don't really know how it works, but you can find it in my story and I believe the Rap Sucks Radio story. Please feel free to like, comment, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. We will be doing this every night at 8 o'clock. Y'all can check in with us. We only gonna get better at this. The weekly episodes were way more studied and prepared for. So the daily episodes
can't get worse.
Can't get any worse. Yo, what up? What up? So yo, we gonna keep it moving, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Holla at us, and on the count of three, we say peace. Are you ready, Kev? This time, man. Are you actually ready?
What's wrong with you?
Can we do this? All right. On the count of three, we gonna say peace. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Peace. And we out, y'all.
Terrible.